and move on to LD 361, an act to establish a permanent appointment of a member of the Wabanaki tribes to the Inland Fishery and Wildlife Advisory Council, presented by Representative Newell of the Passamaquoddy.
Good morning, Representative Landry, Senator Dill, and other distinguished members of the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee. I am Tribal Representative Rena Newell from the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Pleasant Point. As the Tribal Representative of the Passamaquoddy Tribe, I feel it is my duty within my role to foster positive tribal-state relations and encourage the tribe's right to self-determination. Related to the tribe's right to self-determination is the right to participate in the larger governing structure, as Indigenous peoples have a right to maintain and develop their own Indigenous decision-making institutions. They also have the right to participate in decision-making in matters which would affect their rights through representatives chosen by themselves in accordance with their own procedure. By fostering the active participation of Indigenous people, the expectation is that their rights will be protected and their culture and physical survival ensured. The Wabanaki tribes of Maine enjoy and exercise their right to participate in public affairs. As written by Nicole Fredericks, therefore, I am thankful for the opportunity to present in a good way for this committee's consideration, LD 361, an act to establish a permanent Wabanaki appointment to the Maine Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Advisory Council. What this bill seeks to do is amend the composition of the IFW Advisory Council, the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Advisory Council established by Title V, Section 12004G, Subsection 20, and currently consists of 10 members representing the 16 counties of the state. This bill would introduce an 11th member, being a member of the Wabanaki tribes. With the understanding relating to process that the governor shall appoint the member who is a member of the Wabanaki tribes based on the recommendation of the tribal governments, which would include the Aroostook Band of Maliseets, which would include the Aroostook Band of Mi'kmaqs, the Holton Band of Maliseet Indians, the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Indian Township, the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Pleasant Point, and the Penobscot Nation. In recommending the appointment of the tribal member, the tribal governments of the Wabanaki tribes shall establish a process that provides for the membership to rotate among the tribal governments with the understanding that appointments are for a term of 3 years and until successors are appointed and qualified. This proposed bill, as well as others that I have submitted this legislative session, seeks to memorialize a space, thus giving deserving recognition to Wabanaki representation and perspective within the state of Maine's boards and commissions. The opportunity to hold a seat on the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Advisory Council is an important one. It provides an opportunity to receive valuable input from a tribal representative from the above-mentioned tribes, thus providing a voice from a Wabanaki cultural perspective in the areas of fishing, hunting, trapping, land management, conservation, and enforcement. I am certain that a Wabanaki representative shall fulfill the role and duties of a IFW Advisory Council member well and with honor. While one can seemingly expect through tribal-state relations that issues of mutual interest would be addressed from a government-to-government basis, I think it is safe to say through an historic lens that the perceived limitation set upon the tribes from the state through rules, regulations, and its Blue Book laws that have since been repealed, prior to the 1980 Land Claim Settlement Act, and through additional laws set forth in the Maine Implementing Act, would suggest a lack of reciprocity in trust, and more importantly, dialogue. Thus, in the absence, the participating IFW Advisory Council seat that would be held by a Wabanaki representative is one step towards a greater good for all and can only lead to improvement upon the flow of information between the state and the tribes to the matters of importance and mutual interest. In closing, I humbly call upon each of you to give consideration to the continuance in elevating the standard to improving tribal-state relations by raising your voice to support LD 361. I believe collectively we can make the difference and change the narrative for future generations by working together on this shared land. I'll be happy to answer any questions that members of the committee may have at this time. Should I be unable to answer, I would then ask that an opportunity to present a response be provided for during the work session. Respectfully presented, Willie Wun. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Newell, for your testimony and your bill.